USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the first day that Americans are being vaccinated against COVID-19, the country has passed a grim milestone, with 300,000 deaths from the disease. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 300,586 people have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The death rate has accelerated recently, with more than 50,000 deaths in the last 30 days. Sandra Lindsay was one of the first health co-workers to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine, getting the shot in New York. The intensive care unit nurse tells CNN that she volunteered to receive one of the first doses because she believes in the research behind it.
My profession is deeply rooted in science. I trust science. What I don't trust is getting COVID-19 because I don't know how it will affect me and the people around me that I could potentially transfer the virus to.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Electoral College met Monday to officially cast their ballots, affirming former Vice President Joe Biden's win in the presidential election. Electors from across the nation met in state capitals to cast their votes, which will now be sent to Congress. The results will be tallied and affirmed in a joint session on January 6th. Addressing the nation following the Electoral College vote, President-elect Biden called on Americans to come together, saying that when united, the nation has the power to overcome all challenges.
So as we start the hard work to be done, may this moment give us the strength to rebuild this house of ours upon a rock that can never be washed away, as in the prayer of St. Francis, for where there is discord, union, where there is doubt, faith, where there is darkness, light. This is who we are as a nation. This is the America we love, and that is the America we're going to be.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Electors in all 50 states met Monday to cast their votes for the Electoral College. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden officially reached 270 Electoral College votes on Monday, Rich Fitzgerald announcing the results of voting in Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announcing the results in the Grand Canyon state.
The people of Arizona selected Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris, and the electors will cast their votes accordingly by signing these certificates of vote.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pac-12 Conference announced Monday that it would make a change to its football championship game. Oregon will replace Washington as the North Division representative in Friday's game against USC. The conference said that the Huskies would not have enough scholarship players cleared in time to play the game. Washington head coach Jimmy Lake said that the team's entire offensive line is in quarantine for either testing positive or contact tracing. The Huskies are expected to be able to play in a bowl game should they receive an invite. And on Monday Night Football, Justin Tucker kicked a 55-yard field goal with 5 seconds to play as the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 47-42. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.